What do you fear? Hello, my name's Mark Fitzgerald, and today we're going to overcome some of the fears that you may be having in your life, because we all have them. Everybody has different fears, different things that they struggle with. But you have to face up to those things. Otherwise, you will never truly overcome them. Now, when I say overcome a fear, you're probably always going to have it in the back of your mind. There'll always be some sort of fight or flight mechanism that says, oh, hold on a minute. But let's face it. There are three fundamental categories that can hold you back in life. And let's cover those today so that you can overcome those. I think there's three things to the fear factor that we all suffer with and can struggle with at different times. Now, some people will be just able to overstep these, will be able to overcome these straight away. Some people will struggle with some of these. And some people may say, I don't know what you're talking about, Mark. I haven't got a fear of any of those. If you have, brilliant stuff. But chances are we've all got one of these at least. So the first one is fear of failure. Sometimes we won't get out of our own way. We won't start doing something. Why? Because we fear not being able to achieve the results that we thought we could do. And sometimes it can be from external sources, other friends, family, people putting us down. Other times it can just be in our own mind. I don't want to risk trying that because I'm safe in my own little bubble here and I don't want to actually fail, because if I fail, I might feel embarrassed, or I might think I've let myself down. Now, those are all good things to be thinking about. And why do I say that they're good things? Because they are going to be going through you. Their emotions will be tripping. They will be going through you. So face those sort of fears. There's a great book in there, Face the Fear and Do It Anyway. But face those fears and ask yourself, what's the worst that can happen? Okay, if I do this, what's the worst thing that can happen? And then if you think to yourself, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to talk in front of a crowd of people, okay, what's the worst that can happen? I could forget what I'm going to say. Okay, ask yourself, then what? If I forget what I'm going to say, people might laugh at me. Okay, then what? Then I might run off stage in embarrassment. Okay, and then what? Then I might hide away from the world for at least a week because I'm embarrassed. Okay, and then what? I probably will then start to get over it and forget about it and potentially even laugh about it. Is it life or death? No. So when you're getting out there, if you're building a business, okay, and you're thinking to yourself, I've got the knowledge. I've invested in myself, I've got the training, I've got the knowledge, but what happens if I fail? What happens if I lose some money? Do you know what I mean? And what is failure to you? Is it losing some money? Is it losing respect? Is it having a problem and really not being able to overcome it? Or is it just not being able to start the business? Maybe not being able to find a deal if you're getting involved in property and things like that. So for me, when I started out, I feared failure. I feared not being able to achieve things, but I knew to myself that I had to keep going. And that is one of the ways that you can overcome any fear, is to just keep going. Keep putting one foot in front of the other. Did everything go easy street for me? Smooth running, straight up? No, it didn't. No, it didn't. There were a lot of pitfalls along the way. There were a lot of ups and downs, but I knew what I wanted to achieve, and I knew that I had to keep pushing myself forward. And I also knew that isn't bad. It's just a way of learning how to do something. Okay, so it's another learning. So if you look at failure and you remove it and say to yourself, if I fail, it means I haven't got any deals. It means I haven't done anything. Okay, so maybe like me, it took me 4 months to get my first deal over the line in property, my property business. Okay, some people have done it quicker. Some people it takes longer, but they only fail when they stop, when they give up trying. A lot of people will put so much work into something for such a long time, and then when it becomes really hard, they give up. And I'll let you into a little secret. Normally, when it becomes really hard is when you're about to get your biggest breakthrough, and it's normally the best breakthrough you could possibly have. So that's one of the reasons people stop doing things. It's fear of failure. The next one is a funny one, and it's actually fear of success. If I go out there and build a property business that replaces my income, gets me out of that day job that I hate, that was something that I really wanted to do and achieve, was to get out of that day job, get out of what I hated, remove it, give myself some time freedom. Yes, it's hard work, but it's work that I like to do. But I speak to my students about this all the time. Are you afraid of getting a deal? Because it can all seem great in the beginning. We go and learn about these things. We listen to the podcast, read the books, we watch the YouTube channels, and then we get out there and it's a bit hard, but we overcome those. We start talking to landlords, we start talking to agents, we start getting the chances to potentially get a deal. And all of a sudden then it can seem very scary. And that is where some people self-sabotage. They put an offer in. They say, oh, they didn't say yes. I say to them, so what did you do? Did you go back to them? No, because they didn't want to do the deal then, did they? No, you've got to want it more than that. You've got to want to go in there. Now, maybe there isn't a deal. You cannot force a deal if somebody doesn't want to do a deal with you, but find out more. Try everything to see if you can at least make a deal happen, or if not, find out why. So you, at least then you've got that knowledge to take it into the next negotiations. Okay. Some people fear getting over the line. They fear actually having success and then they hold themselves back. You might do a business deal and all of a sudden have a lot of money coming in. And then the next breath, that deal starts to fall through. It's normally because in your mind, you don't feel that you're worthy for it. And you have to work on that. You first of all have to acknowledge it. So some people do fear success, self-sabotage themselves, make little excuses why they haven't done something, or if they're going to leave it, I just won't do that, and they never achieve anything, or they never achieve their full potential. And I don't want that for anybody who's listening, watching this. You've got to get out there, you've got to give it everything for success. Don't fear success, go for success, okay? Now that's obvious, of course we are, but ask yourself, am I afraid of the result? Now, initially, you're going to say, of course I'm not. This is what I want. This is what I've wanted my whole life. But are you really? Dig down deep inside. And if you are, face it. Face that fear. Don't let it self-sabotage you. Ask yourself, when you put an offer in, when you tried to do a deal, did I give it everything that I could possibly give it? Do I know exactly why that deal's not happened? And if you don't, you haven't given it everything. Be honest with yourself. Be true to yourself. And ask yourself, if you are doing that, is this the right industry for me? Should I be doing this? Because maybe you shouldn't be. Maybe you should be doing something else. Maybe you should just be in a nice little cushy 9-to-5 job working for somebody else. And if you are, that's fine. That's where you should be. That's where you belong. That's where you're comfortable. Nothing wrong with that. When I worked in the corporate world, 16 years, I worked my way off the shop floor. Okay. I worked my way up to management level. And did I lose friends along the way? Yes, I did. They said, Mark, you've changed. Hey, everybody should be changing. You should be trying to better yourself. But they said to me, you've sold out. I sold out. I moved up the ladder to earn more income for my family, to give them a better life. Okay. That was my driver. And that's why I did it. Did I fear that? No. But I see people who didn't do the same. Jealous, trying to put you down. Okay, I'll get on to the next one in a minute. Trying to put you down. But in the end, it really boils down to the fact that they've got a problem. They fear success and they don't like seeing anybody else succeed as well. Which leads me on to the last fear that I think is massive. And too many people let this one disturb and bother them. And it is the fear of judgment. Okay, none of us like to be judged. None of us like to put it out there. Everything out there. Oof, I'm going to build a property business. I'm going to become a property guru. And I'm going to do everything in my power to be the property professional in my industry, in my area, in my business. And that's what I set out to be and do when I started this. I always say it now, you want to be the property professional of your area. And that is what I look at myself. And that is what I want to be. Some people will not like it. Some people will judge me. Some people will say, Mark, you've changed. You're stuck up now. You're not the same Mark that you were 12 months ago. I say good. I don't want to be the same Mark. I want to always be improving. I spent 16 years pretty much being the same Mark. Times are changing now and Mark is always growing. If I am still the same Mark in 12 months time after recording this, then I've not done my job. But you may judge me and say, you've changed. I don't like the way you are anymore. And that's normally down to you or the people that are talking to you. So not you specifically, but if somebody says this to you, it's more on them. Okay. They haven't gone to the levels that they want to go to. So they will judge others. Okay. They will judge you in what you're doing. So a lot of people fear actually trying, actually stepping out of their comfort zone. Why? Because a family member, a friend, somebody in the past might have judged them, might have put them down. Might have made him feel this big. okay? Made them feel really small. What I say to you is forget what other people think, okay? I cannot control how you think. You cannot control how I think, so why even try? Just be the best person you can be. Be the best business owner you can be, the family man or woman, the best parent, the best spouse, the best friend that you can possibly be, and forget about judgment. As long as you're a good person doing good things, you shouldn't fear what anybody else thinks. And that goes the same if you're trying to build something. Okay, when I've built my businesses, people have said, it's risky, Mark, you shouldn't be doing that. You've got a family to think about. I can't believe you've given up your day job because I took voluntary redundancy to get out of my day job to start my rent-to-rent business. Can't believe you've done that. That's really risky. That's really selfish, people used to say to me. That's really selfish of you. How could you do something like that? And it, for me, it was just like, no, this is for the greater good. This is for a better lifestyle. Look at where we are now. Now, it's been hard work. And I always say it is hard work. Anything you want to do is going to be hard work. But you've got to make sure that these little voices in your head or external voices do not put you off. And if they do, forget about them. Because self-doubt kills dreams. You've got to be confident. You've got to face the fears. The fear of failure, the fear of success, and the fear of judgment are something that all of us at some point will have felt at least one of those. Everybody, every person will have felt something of some of these. Some people find it easier to step over that and to move on. Some people struggle with it and it plays in their minds. And some people will have it in their subconscious. You've got to face them all. You've got to recognize them all. And you've got to also remember that it is just in your imagination. A lot of the time, it's just in your emotions. It's just in your feelings. Okay. If somebody says to me, Mark, you'll never achieve anything. And they did actually when I was at school, they said to me, Mark, you won't achieve anything in life. That's nice, isn't it? That has driven me on. I still remember that now. Now at the time, it annoyed me. Okay. It didn't put me down or anything. It annoyed me. It fired me up. Now maybe that was their intention. I don't think they were a good enough teacher for that to be their intention. I wasn't particularly good at school. No, it probably wasn't their intention. But saying to me, Mark, you won't amount to anything in life is something that rings in my head all of the time. And it drives me on. Doesn't mean that if I fail or I get something wrong or I make a mistake, I think they were right. No, I'm going to spend the rest of my life proving them wrong. Okay. I like to think, where are you now, my friend? And where am I now, my friend? Because I think I'm achieving a hell of a lot more than they ever did. Okay. I don't know for a fact because I've never looked them up and I can care less, but don't let it get to you. It's only words. It's only other people's judgments. The failure is there and it is a risk, but you only fail when you stop. So as long as you're consistent and persistent in your approach, you won't have any problems with that. And of course, success is just around the corner. You've got to make sure that you're doing everything in your power to succeed, to drive yourself forward, to build the businesses and the life that you desire. And if we can help you with that, then please check out thepropertyunleashed.com. We have a lot of free tools and resources, deal analyzers. We have service accommodation guides, rent-to-rent guides, deal sourcing guides, free training, free masterclass, thepropertyunleashed.com. It's all there. Or reach out to me on social media. I'm always happy to answer any questions. Now, you get out there, yeah? You recognize these three fears. You write them down if you have them. You document them and you overcome them, okay? And if you need help with that, again, we can help you with that too. We have one-to-one coaching where I work with people over 12 months and push them to their limits. Push them to be successful, to overcome these things. Why? Because first of all, you have to face them to overcome them. You can do it too. And I look forward to you doing it. And please do reach out to me if this has helped you in any way, shape or form. Feel free to subscribe or share it. And I'll see you in the next episode. Take care and bye for now.